Stephen Sidney down at Kaiser about 10 years ago looked at 64,000 men and grouped them as to whether they were non-smokers, pot smokers, tobacco smokers, or pot and tobacco smokers. And when he looked at the numbers after about 10 years following these, there were, as expected, very few cancers in the non-smoker group, but there were no cancers in the cannabis smoking group. Zero. There were, of course, a lot of cancers in the tobacco group, and there were fewer cancers than expected in the cannabis and tobacco smokers. Another study done by Donald Tashkin down at UCLA, he's a professor emeritus in pulmonary medicine, essentially trying to show whether cannabis was going to cause cancer. Because it was presumed that because when you burn pot, you get all the same kind of chemicals in burned cannabis as you do in burned tobacco, excepting, of course, the nicotine. And on the other side, excepting, of course, all these cannabinoid molecules. He found that even in the heavy pot smokers, there was no association at all to developing lung or airway cancers. And then, again, in this population, those that were smoking both tobacco and cannabis had about a 30 or 35% reduced incidence of cancer